Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 21st, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. After reviewing thousands of Tesla documents, Reuters is reporting a pattern in which Tesla routinely blamed customers for the failure of substandard parts the company knew to be defective. The records show a repeated pattern across tens of thousands of customers where parts would fail, then a customer would be accused of abusing their vehicle. They also show that Tesla meticulously tracked part failures, knew how many parts were defective, and routinely not only lied to regulators about it, but charged customers to repair parts they knew had high failure rates and were systemically prone to failure. According to Axios, Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount held talks to discuss a possible merger of the two media giants. The meeting reportedly took place at Paramount's headquarters in Times Square, with Paramount CEO Bob Bakish and Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav discussing how the companies could complement one another, including the combining of Max and Paramount Plus to compete with streaming rivals like Netflix and Disney Plus. A new criminal justice bill in Great Britain could allow police to use facial recognition searches on a database containing images of 50 million driver's license holders. The legislation would allow images collected on CCTV to be matched with driver's license records, potentially putting every driver in the country into a permanent police lineup. Airbnb is using proprietary AI and machine learning technology in several countries and regions globally to identify whole house bookings over the New Year's holiday weekend that could possibly be higher risk for disruptive and unauthorized parties. The technology uses hundreds of signals like trip duration, distance from home location, last minute reservation flags, and type of venue booked to determine if reservations should be authorized. Microsoft announced that it is deprecating Windows Mixed Reality and removing the feature in an upcoming release of Windows. Microsoft's attempt at building out a VR ecosystem for PCs has mostly been inactive for a number of years. The nixing of Windows Mixed Reality also includes ending support for using Windows Mixed Reality headsets with Stream VR and the dedicated Mixed Reality Portal app. Microsoft is largely keeping the Activision Blizzard leadership structure in place. However, Activision Blizzard and CEO Bobby Kotick is officially stepping down December 29th. Microsoft has not appointed a direct replacement and has instead rolled out responsibilities across the suite of Activision Blizzard executives remaining in their roles. Artificial intelligence startup and OpenAI rival Anthropic is seeking to raise $750 million in a funding round led by Menlo Ventures. Anthropic's valuation before this round was $18.4 billion, as the company already has investments from Google and Amazon.com, with both companies agreeing to invest up to $2 billion and $4 billion respectively in the last few months. Researchers at the Stanford Internet Observatory found more than 3,200 images of suspected child sexual abuse in the AI database Leon, which is used to train leading AI image makers such as Stable Diffusion. The watchdog group worked with the Canadian Center for Child Protection and other anti-abuse charities to identify the illegal material and report the original photo links to law enforcement. More than 1,000 of the suspected images were confirmed as child sexual abuse material. In a filing Wednesday, the U.S. International Trade Commission denied Apple's motion to delay an import and sales ban on the Apple Watch Series 9 and Watch Ultra 2 while awaiting appeal. The ITC ruled in October that Apple's SpO2 sensors in the Apple Watch infringe on patents from medical device company Masimo. The Apple Watch 9 and Ultra 2 ban goes into effect December 24th. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple's Vision Pro headset announced back in June is lining up for a February launch. He also notes that we shouldn't expect another launch event for the $3,500 device as supplies will probably be limited. And finally, Bethesda, maker of Starfield, the company's biggest launch ever with more than 13 million players since its release in September, says you can expect updates to the game about every 6 weeks in 2024, starting in February. These updates will include everything from quality of life improvements to content and feature updates. The Starfield team is also hard at work on development of Shattered Space, the first expansion to the game due next year as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.